If you or a loved one has hearing loss, you may have seen ads for personal sound amplification products, or PSAPs, on the internet or elsewhere. And according to a study by Nicholas Reed and colleagues at Johns Hopkins and published in JAMA, many of them work very well. Reed says that points to the need to unbundle services of an audiologist from the sale of traditional hearing aids.
I think that these over-the-counter devices introduce the need for a la carte, unbundled audiology services. With what we just demonstrated in our study, you could buy something off the internet and bring it to us, and it only takes 15 minutes for us to get it working nicely for you, and then maybe another 15 minutes to show you how to use it. That's not a lot of time on either side's part.
Reed also supports federal legislation to regulate PSAPs.
If we have a regulated class, though, then those devices have to meet some standards, and at least people will be starting off on the right foot when they start with something over the counter.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.